Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, May the 21st, 2020, 8:21 in the a.m. How about that? 5/21/2020. That is the date. Now, I want to start off this morning by talking about something that everybody in Marion will understand. Now, it's a funny thing every time it happens. But this morning, I'm driving down Center Street. Because to get here, I get on Center Street, which is, I guess, actually 309, down by Harding High School. That's where I end up getting on Center Street, and then I come all the way up here to the radio station. Now, this morning, I got behind a Pepsi truck. I think there's some irony in this, to get behind a soda truck. So I get behind a Pepsi truck way back on 309 by the high school. So I'm driving down 309 behind this Pepsi truck, and we're going up Center Street, and we get about halfway to the radio station. So at this point, we're probably, well, we're around the Papa John's area. And immediately, I can tell that the person driving this Pepsi truck is not a Marion person. Now, here's how I know this. Because when we're on Center Street, after we pass Greenwood, there are still four lanes. Now, for all of us Marion people, we know that if you're going to go past Papa John's, that all of a sudden, that is going to become, I think it's three lanes. It's three or two, but you're going to lose a lane there at Papa John's. I think it's actually, yeah, I think you go down to two lanes. So you know you're going to lose a lane there. Now, the way you lose this lane is the interesting part, because right in front of Papa John's, there is writing on the road, and I think it says merge or something like that. But there's no sign, and there's no really way to know, except what's written on the road, that that lane is about to end on the right side. Now, the funny thing about this has caused many problems for out-of-Marion drivers, out-of-town drivers, I guess is what we would call them. Because I've never seen a street sign written on the ground like that, but I'm sure there are other places that have done this. So what you will see out-of-town drivers do, because if we're in-town drivers, we know that once we get to Papa John's, we have got to be in the left two lanes because those lanes on the right side are just about to end. So we're all over there. There's a car in the far left lane, and I'm in the second to last left lane, and this big Pepsi truck is in the lane to the right of me. And I'm thinking, if he's going to continue to go down Center Street, which I bet he is, past Papa John's, he's going to have to get in my lane, or he's going to have to get in the other lane, because his lane is just about to end in front of Papa John's. And what inevitably happens in this situation did this morning, the Pepsi driver was planning on staying on Center Street longer, but you get to that spot in front of Papa John's, and then you really have to veer over quick, veer left, for that left lane because you want to stay on Center Street. And if you don't veer left, you're going to be in big trouble because your lane's ending right there, like it or not. And you also have to be aware, is there a car to the left of me? And it was fun watching this guy do that this morning because I left, obviously I was the car in the left this morning, and I knew what was going to happen because, you know, not only have I lived in Marion long enough to know that people don't realize that that's going to happen and that there is a sign written on the ground, not anywhere else, but that you got to leave room for these people so they don't run you over and they don't cause problems for themselves. So that was my morning this morning. Now, does anybody understand this? Because I've always thought that was a funny thing in Marion. Why is that street sign written on the ground? I've never seen that before anywhere else. Now, the other thing is there a sign anywhere else telling you that that lane is about to end? Now, it seems to me like somewhere maybe further down Center Street, maybe there is a sign that says right lane ends. Maybe there is. I can't place it. But is there another sign there that says that that right lane is going to end? Or is it just the one written on the street as the lane ends? Can anybody help me out with this one? Because that is fascinating to me. Because usually you're not looking on the street to get your lane directions. And I always thought, you know, when we have snowstorms, back when we used to have snowstorms, when you have snowstorms or if there's anything on the street, you can no longer see that sign in front of Papa John's. And it's bad enough in a snowstorm anyway. So does anybody understand that area of town? It's kind of like the roundabouts. I don't understand the roundabouts. I know other towns have roundabouts, but those are so confusing. If you don't live here, that is a very confusing area, like the roundabout down on Church Street. When you can go, that's a weird roundabout because it's down by the library, and you can either go straight and continue on Church Street, or you can take the roundabout and go up to Center. But if you take the roundabout to go up to Center, if you go right off the roundabout, Center is two-way. But if you go left off the roundabout, Center is one-way. Now, can you imagine an out-of-town driver trying to figure that out? That, first of all, I assume if you take the roundabout, you're trying to get to Center Street if you're on Church Street. And if you go right, you're on a two-way street. If you go left, you're on a one-way street. It's so confusing. I don't know who laid out these roads. And it's none of the politicians or people in power now, because this has been this way for 40 years. But my goodness, does anybody else think this would be confusing to an out-of-town driver? I certainly do. I know it was confusing to this Pepsi man this morning. And if there is a sign on Center Street letting you know that the right lane is about to end, I'll tell you he did not see it this morning. So does anybody else have any thoughts on the streets in Marion? I know Charlie did a lot of shows on street names in Marion's, and I know he talked on Marion, and I know he talked about streets in general and how they're laid out here. But does anybody understand stuff like that? Does anybody understand the roundabouts? Does anybody understand writing a street sign on the street? And then you've got the three streets. You've got State and Main and Prospect as you're going down Center Street. Now, the first one you can turn on is State Street. Now, State Street's one way to the north. Then the second street is Main Street. Now, Main Street is two-way, both ways. And then you've got Prospect Street, which is one way to the south. This is highly confusing to out-of-town people. Now, we in Marion, I think, have just become accustomed to it. Roundabouts, one-way, two-way streets, signs on the road. So we just know how to drive it now and don't pay it any attention anymore. But it's very confusing to out-of-town people. And I'll tell you, if you give directions to an out-of-town person, the two most confusing directions that you will ever give is the directions at the end of Mount Vernon Avenue, which is by far the busiest street in Marion. Now, if you're trying to tell somebody how to get to downtown Marion, you have to tell them that... Now, and I have to be careful how I say this, because I've missaid this so many times. Not the directions, but I'll explain what I've missaid here in a second. If you tell somebody how to get to downtown Marion, that's on Mount Vernon Avenue, you have to say, okay, well, take this street all the way to the end. And at the end, there's going to be a traffic light. And at that traffic light, you have got to jog to your right and go down a side street to the next street. And then the next street's one way. So you've got to turn left off that second street to get to downtown Marion. And heaven forbid you miss your destination, because then you're going to have to go up an alley, you're going to have to go up a side street, get on Church, which is also one way, and make your way back, probably take a roundabout, and get back to where you are. Now, here's how I've gotten in trouble for saying that before. Because I've called that side street an alley. And people have pointed out to me that that is not an alley there. When you get to the end of Mount Vernon Avenue, you hit the light. I think that's an alley that you go down. But people say, no, that's a street. That's a street. And I even used to know the name of the street. I don't know the name of the street now. But that's one of the most confusing directions you'll ever give to somebody who's out of town. And then the other most confusing direction you will ever give to anybody out of town is trying to tell them how to get to the Harding Memorial from the east side of town. So if you're on Mount Vernon Avenue, you have to tell, okay, go down Mount Vernon Avenue as if you're going west, and then you're going to get to this street called the Boulevard. Now, the Boulevard is one way both ways. So you've got to make sure you're going down the right side of the Boulevard. And again, there's a roundabout there. So you got to go down to the Boulevard, hit the roundabout, get on the right side to where you're going south if you want to go to the Harding Memorial from the east side of town, and then you'll eventually pull up to the Harding Memorial, but you've got to turn onto Delaware Avenue, and then you've got to turn again because the parking lot for the Harding Memorial is on the Boulevard, one of the parking lots. So the easier parking lot, I think, to get into. So then you've got to get to the end of the Boulevard, which is one way going south. Then you've got to turn on Delaware Avenue just for about a second. And then you've got to turn onto the Boulevard one way going east or north, I guess at that. Northeast is what I'm going to call it. And then there's your parking lot so you can go sled at the Harding Memorial or do whatever you need to do. Does anybody find these directions complicated? Now, 95 itself is very simple. Two-way, lot of lanes. You can get up and down 95 pretty simple. Main Street is simple. You can go two-way on Main Street. Get anywhere you need to go. But as far as these roundabouts and signs on the street and one-way streets and that little alley, which I cannot think of the name. It's a street, it's not an alley, that you have to go down if you're going down Mount Vernon to get downtown. The Boulevard. Does anybody find the street layout in Marion to be a little confusing? I know we've lived here for so long, so we just kind of write it off now. But does anybody think that that's kind of strange? If you do, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you, but I hear it all the time, how confusing it is to people. And it is confusing to people. Drives people nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have always told my husband, I said, we're a little city, and maybe at a time when we needed two-way streets, when Tecumseh and all of them were in business, and he said something about, well, we had a lot of trucks. But now, we don't have all those big businesses, and I don't know what the point is now, but I think this one-way, all these one-way streets is just too much downtown. And, well, people say that's how it's always been. But daggone it, times change. And maybe we don't need one-way streets like that anymore. I just think it would be so much better if we had two-way streets downtown. I just think it would be so much simpler. It's like taking detours when you want to get someplace. And I just think that's my opinion.
Well,
I do.
It's interesting because for anybody who would say that's the way it's always been, that's not true, because this one-way street and these roundabouts came in during the, I believe it was the early 1980s, because,
really?
Yeah, because Ron Malone was the mayor, and that was his idea to, I think at that point downtown was just starting to die out because Delaware Avenue was getting big because the mall was out there, and Mount Vernon was starting to get bigger because the overpass had just been built, so that was allowed you to bypass downtown Marion because it used to be 423. So his idea was, I think it started as a parking issue. I don't know for sure, but they thought that they needed to gain, the parking downtown apparently wasn't what they needed. But they ended up eliminating parking spaces, and then they felt, I think, the roads were too narrow, so they put these roundabouts in, because the roundabouts and the one-way streets downtown came in just about the same time, and I'm believing it was in the early 1980s. Now, somebody out there listening might correct me, but they certainly have not been that way forever.
Because I haven't been up here maybe 20 years, and when I first came here, I said, man, these one-way streets. I mean, it was kind of hard to learn my way around, even though it's a small city. I mean, I wasn't used to that. One-way streets everywhere. And Center Street, it was just be easier, I think, to go both ways. I don't know.
I'm always shocked that there are, and I'm glad it doesn't happen, but I'm still shocked that there are not more accidents on Center Street. For how it, when you got half of it that's two-way and half of it that's one-way, and you have a roundabout there by the library that's controlling this, and if you turn one way, it's two-way, and you turn one way, it's one-way. Well, think if you're an out-of-town driver.
I had a time when I first came up here.
And do you understand where this all started? Do you understand this thing in front of Papa John's where the street sign is written on the street?
That's dangerous. It's very dangerous. There should be an overhead or a big something that says, because people don't know that. I've forgotten it myself sometimes, I have to watch.
Well, I just think, what do people do in the winter when that's snowed over? Maybe there is a sign prior to it, but I don't remember there being a sign prior to. I'm going to have to look when I come in tomorrow and see if there's a sign anywhere. But I know the one written on the ground, I would think that that's dangerous.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it needs better marking. Yeah.
Well, hey, I thank you for your opinion. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Does anybody else have an opinion on this? We could go on forever with these streets. They're very peculiar. Does anybody remember when that happened? I believe it was the early 1980s. Now, I'm thinking this because I think this was the project of Mayor Ron Malone. And I know Malone came in, I believe it was the early 80s or the late 70s, I can't remember. But that's kind of when he was governor, was the 1980s. So I'm thinking that's when the roundabouts, and that's when downtown became one way. Does anybody know for sure about that? 740-383-9944. We don't have to have the exact year or anything like that. But when did downtown become less manageable? And does anybody really know why it was done? Why those streets had to be turned into one-way streets? Because it certainly did not help the parking. And why did those roundabouts get put in? And then in general, does anybody else think the parking or the directions and the streets, the way they're laid out, is strange? I just, thank goodness I live here and know these streets, because I would never be able to figure it out. And I'll tell you, not too long ago, I was with somebody, and we were coming from under the Prospect Street overpass. Now, this is somebody who's lived in Marion a long time, and we were not on the overpass, but we were under the overpass, and they ran that red light there at the Prospect Street overpass, because when the main light turned green, they went. But the under the overpass light was still red. And I think people forget to look up at those. The streets are just confusing. And everybody complains about them. And again, I'm certainly not complaining about the people in power now, because they were not there when this was done. But it's a confusing town to drive in. And does anybody who has moved here think it's odd? There's also another one of those roundabouts over on South Prospect. Now, that's a weird one, too, because if you stay on South Prospect, you just continue to go down South Prospect, which is a one-way street. But there's this roundabout. Now, if you take the roundabout, you end up on this side street, which takes you up to Delaware Avenue, and Delaware Avenue is two-way, but you have to merge with traffic from the other end. I always worry about people who are just learning how to drive. Because if you're just learning how to drive and you really haven't paid much attention when you're in the car, or you don't live in one of these areas of town where this is so confusing, boy, if you get over on the west side of town, every street seems to be one way. And it is very confusing. So if anybody has anything to say about the roads, give me a call, 41 and a half minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Glenn Coble and I will be filling in for Charlie Evers today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, so you won't want to miss that for love nor money. Well, today's the big day. The indoor dining opens up in the restaurants. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Because, you know, we've said it all. We've ran the news story that has all the rules about how it's going to be today. So there's really nothing more that I have to say about this, except I guess we'll see what happens. But everybody I talked to about it has said there might be problems here. Problems on the rise. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, about these one-way streets, you're correct right there. Marion has one of the, you know, most counties that has it. I was up there in Bell Fountain, Ohio. They're just the same. You go on some of these streets, you don't even know you're on a one-way street, and you're heading towards oncoming traffic. That's really bad. I mean, there's a safety thing to this, too, you know. The thing is, you can get your city council to talk about reversing this and, you know, making more two-way streets there.
Well, you know what I think? I think what city council would say is that it would take money to redo the streets. It would take money to take out the roundabouts. It would take money to do it, to put it back the way it was. I'm not sure how much money it costs to do it, but do you remember, was it the early 80s when that was done?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I remember when they did that, you know. It did look nice there for a while, and, you know, when they did, everybody was joking that, you know, they knew if you were straight or drunk when you come through town with the way it's set up, you know, because you're going in and out there, you know.
Oh.
But uptown, I remember when it was two-way, you know? Whenever I was wee younger, I still remember that. I mean, Center Street was a two-way deal there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and it both all the way. Now we've got a two-way up to a point, and then it becomes a one-way street, which, you know, this must drive GPSs and people out of town nuts.
Oh, I can imagine. I worked up there in Nucor, and I worked in the security department there, and you know they closed Cheney Avenue down, part of it. And you still had semis come to that back gate because the GPS would send them to that area there, and that's been closed forever.
Yeah, well, and what do you make? Do you think that the street sign being written on the road in front of Papa John's is a good idea?
Street sign, road on the road.
Yeah, it basically, right in front of Papa John's, it says, this lane's going to end, merge traffic.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's written on the road there, but I can't think of anywhere else that is written on Center Street.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. I had to stop and think about it. I was thinking Little Caesars there. But, boy, that's one for me, too. People still use it as a lane there. I've seen that happen, too. They'll wait till the very last minute, and a lot of times they don't even merge over. They squeeze in between there, and I've seen that.
Well, I clearly knew that this Pepsi truck driver this morning was out of town, because the further we got down Center Street, I knew there were no more streets to turn off on, and he was over in that right-handed lane, which is just about to end. And I thought, oh, he doesn't see it. He does not see on the road that you have to merge.
Yeah, they can end up in bad times for somebody, you know. I mean, as far as that. And the restaurants today. Yeah, I'm going to make a point to get out and have a sit-down meal.
No, really? Any ideas where you'll end up today?
I'd like to go out here to Steve Dakota's and have a nice steak.
Well, that sounds good. Well, it's been a while since anybody was able to have a good steak.
Yeah, I guess. There's somebody telling me a Red Lobster opened early yesterday and went ahead and started serving in. I don't know if that's true or not, but more power to them, isn't it?
Yeah, people got to do what they got to do, but I don't know how this is going to work, because I don't know, will people be 6 feet apart? Will people obey the rules? Will the ketchup and mustard not be on the table? I did hear from somebody, I believe they work at a Bob Evans, I don't think it was the Marion one, though, but they got called back to work, but I guess they're only going to have two servers? Then, boy, you know, that goes to tell you how many people they expect in these places.
Well, yeah, and my sister works out there at Red Lobster. Unfortunately, she didn't work yesterday, but she said the limited, menus? They're going to have limited menus, I guess, items, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, well, it really is, and I don't know what that exactly means either, and I'm wondering if the meat cost that we're seeing in the grocery store is going to trickle over to the restaurants.
That's what I'm thinking. They're going to have to make up for it somewhere, because if you're doing that, you know, limited, you're just not going to be able to stay in business very long, because you can't afford to, you know, buy the meat at that price and be able to serve it at, you know, at the regular price. You can't do it.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. Because I do see, and I think anybody who's been to even the big box stores, the price of ground beef has gone up quite a bit. And does that mean the price of a hamburger in a restaurant is going up? We haven't seen it because they've been closed. I don't know if it will or not.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, that's sad to say, but we'll find out here pretty soon.
Well, I saw going down Center Street today that gas is back up in the $1.90 range, so we're getting close to $2 again, so I guess we'll find out today. But I think, I don't know, I'm interested to see how often the health department gets called out, and if people do try to violate these laws, and if people can even manage them. It's going to be very, very difficult, because I don't think people will wait in lines, and that's what this is going to cause, lines.
Oh, I can imagine. That's why we're going out and scout first before we even do anything. I suppose if it had been smart, which a lot of restaurants probably do this, they would probably take it on a reservation in a setup, at least for the beginning, isn't it? That way you can probably eliminate, you know, the long lines if you have reservations.
Well, yeah, I wonder if restaurants will be taking reservations. That's a very good question. I know some of them did before this, if you had a big party coming in, but I wonder, will they take reservations for, you know, just two or three people coming in? I don't know if they will, because of the limited seating, they would have to leave more people in the lines.
I just say it's like this. It's, you know, if people are scared to do this, then by all means, don't go out. But, you know, we can't be scared of everything. And it's all about common sense. If you see something that's not right, don't go there. And
And that's what it'll amount to. But I wonder, I just would love to, and if you happen to go in, you'll have to report back to us, how many people are they fitting in these restaurants with this 6 feet apart rule, and what are the lines like? So you'll have to let us know.
Yes, I will. I'll give you an update.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're talking about the restaurants opening today, and we're also talking about the street system here in Marion, which is always a very interesting topic. 51 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I wonder about the beef prices, because I know a lot of people go into restaurants to get a hamburger. A lot of people eat hamburgers. And I don't know if this increase in the price of ground beef that you see in the stores is going to impact the price of a hamburger when you go out and eat. I don't know if it will or not. I don't know. I don't think people will stand in line. And I don't know if this limited seating will cause people to have to stand in line. They might stand in line a couple times. Like today, with the restaurants first opening back up, maybe you'll stand in line. But are you going to do that for a long period of time? I don't know. I don't know if people will do it. We get very impatient as a society. We don't want to stand in line. And all the changes that are going to have to go into place just to get the doors open. We've got to put the barriers up. We've got to be 6 feet apart. The servers have to have masks on. A lot of people who work in the kitchen have to have masks on. It's a whole different world. And the bars, I doubt the bars are open yet today, but the bars that will open tonight, some of these bars are so small, I don't know how they're going to get any kind of people in the bar with the space they have with this 6 feet apart rule. It just seems very odd to me. Does anybody have an opinion on that or the street system in Marion? 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and I do want to bring up again, this is funny to me. We started with this early on in the week, that apparently the thing to do now is when it rains, you go outside and you dance in the rain. It's dancing, playing softball. I don't know. You do something in the rain, but you go out in the rain. Even when it's hailing, apparently. Now, you wouldn't want to go out if it was lightning or thunder, but you go out, hailing, whatever it is, rain coming down, and then here's the important part. After you're out in the rain and you're soaked, you find a good photographer, and you have a picture taken of you and whoever you're with out in the rain. Now, obviously, this would have to be more than one person, because you would not be dancing with yourself, and you would not be running around in the rain by yourself. But and then you post it on Facebook, because you've got to show the world that you've been dancing in the rain. So this has been a good week for that, because it's rained just about every day. So I have not done this yet, but I'm working on it. So the next time I see a big rain, I'm going to try to take care of this, because this is the thing to do. People want to see this. This is what it's like. Got to have rain. Got to be out dancing in the rain. And I'm you know, just the funny things people do, but that's life. There is a big subject that I've wanted to get into all week, which I'm going to save for next hour, that has to do with Memorial Day. So hopefully you're still out there listening next hour. Now, as far as the cookout goes, I talked a lot yesterday about the cookout, and I actually talked to another person this morning, actually two more people, about the possibility of coming. And I'm not going to say who they are, but you know, this is turning into a very interesting event. I think Monday's going to be a lot of fun. And at this particular point, we're still stuck on who's going to bring what. But I think it's going to pan out just fine. I think we're in much better shape than we were yesterday. I think yesterday we got into a little bit of a kerfluffle about people not wanting to be around other people and people making other plans and having other plans and that sort of thing. You know, whatever, that's fine. But I think it's all coming together now, because now not only do I have the paper plates, the utensils, the napkins, the pop, the buns, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, all that. Now, I think I have some of the desserts ready to go. I think I have a side dish. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to actually, this person who I've added as of yesterday, I think they're going to do the desserts, and I think they're all going to do the chips and the dip. So I'll put that at their doorstep. And then there is another person who I got an email from this morning that says they might be coming, which I think this will be great if they come, but I don't know what to tell them to make at this particular point. So I'm working on that. Now, this is a funny thing. I'm looking over at the Facebook, and you've got to understand that there are certain things that are done on this program to have fun, but this person just tuned in, apparently, and is not very happy with me talking about going out and dancing in the rain. Now, I've said, listen, if you want to, because I just don't understand, I'm not making fun of dancing in the rain, and I haven't even said this person's name, so nobody even knows who it is, who I'm talking about. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean in any way, and I'm saying I'm going to go dance in the rain. I think I can do it, and I'm going to take the picture wet from all the rain, and then I'll post it on Facebook, and then you can say things about my picture, all wet, washed up in the rain. So I'm not trying to make fun of this. I'm just saying it was a different thing for me. I think it's very nice that people go out in the rain. Good for them. Tremendous. But I'm not making fun. I'm just saying it was different for me to see that. And then to see that there was a photographer ready to go there. But apparently I'm mean now. See, I don't think I'm mean. I don't think that's mean. Because now I'm going to get involved in that. So, there you go. So don't take that as mean. Let's see. Oh, fishing trip, possibly on Saturday. Saturday looks like the only nice weather day. But you know, I have some new... the issue now with that was the same issue I was having yesterday with the big cookout. Is you have to go with somebody. So apparently that's all a timing issue right now that I'm going to have to figure out here very quickly. But I did learn yesterday from James Anderson that I can get my fishing license the same day online. I don't even have to go to Walmart or anywhere. I can just go to the website, pay the money with the debit card, print it out, and I will be good to go and fish. So there could be fishing on Saturday at this particular point. Right now, it's just a matter of timing and who I'm going to take. Now, there are some options. So at least I feel like a football coach getting ready for a big play. At least I've got options at this particular point. Now, I'm being told that people play in the rain all the time, and if they don't, they should. There was no photographer. It was somebody in the family who snapped a picture. Well, I'm not saying that people don't play in the rain. People play in the... I'm going to do it. And I have an idea of who I'm going to do this with, go out in the rain with. But So I'm not saying that's bad. People play in the rain all the time, you know. No lightning, no thunder, and you're fine. But what struck me as odd is it looked like a planned photograph. Now, I'm not saying a photographer took it. I'm just saying the photograph looked a little planned. That's all. And that's not a bad thing if you plan the photograph. We've got to plan our memories now. We live in the internet age. We no longer are free thinking. We've got to document every moment of our life. And so if we're out in the rain playing around, we have to snap a picture of that. And I'll tell you this, I will put money on this. Because I know if you're out in the rain and your hair is wet, that it's looking a little rough, I will put money that before that picture was taken, that the person I'm talking to right now, and I'm not going to reveal the name because I don't want this to come off mean, like I'm making fun of anybody, but I will guarantee you that this person found a mirror or ran some kind of brush through their hair or did something before that picture was taken. I know this person too well, and I know that that happened. That was not just playing in the rain picture. Now, it may have been just playing in the rain, but I know that at some point before that picture was taken, somebody ran a comb or a brush through their hair. I would bet the farm on this. Well, they're telling me they didn't. I don't know. But you know what? I will tell you this. I am going to go out in the rain and do this, dance in the rain, be in the rain, do whatever I can the next time I see a rainstorm or the next time I'm ready to stage a rainstorm. I'm not sure who I'm going to do it with yet because that's another one of those things that's up in the air now. You know, sometimes you get people lined up, but then things happen and you don't know what's going on there. It may still be the same person, but who knows? Times change, heaven forbid. But I am going to get this rain picture taken, and I won't comb my hair. We'll just let it go. I absolutely would not have looked like that if I had fixed myself in any way, says the person who was playing in the rain. I don't know. It just looked a little staged. That's all I'm saying. Nothing wrong with it. I think it's nice to go play in the rain. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying. And maybe my rain picture is going to happen tomorrow. I just learned that maybe the rain picture is going to happen. Now think about that. Then you can criticize my rain picture because it might happen tomorrow. It looks like the person who I might be out dancing in the rain with is... it might happen. That's all I'm going to say. You might see the rain picture of me tomorrow. Oh, the person doesn't care if I say their name. Well, see, but then I don't want you to say that I'm making fun of you. See, that's the... Okay, well, we're going to talk about this during the break, because the break's coming up. Maybe I'll tell you who I've been talking to about this rain picture on the other side of the break. But, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to bring up this whole conversation again because it's kind of happening before me. So we will talk more about this on the other side of this very short but important timeout, and maybe I'll let you know who I've been talking about. Be back in 10 minutes.
At www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday 15. We take pertinent news of the day.